USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is not going to shut down before Christmas. Top lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on federal government spending, giving Congress and the White House about a week to work out the particulars before funding runs out on December 20th. As the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment against President Trump, Republican Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio reminds us,
200 years, our nation's history, we had one impeachment, Andrew Johnson, for 200 years. And now in less than 50 years, we're on our third, which is really unfortunate, I believe. I think they're lowering the bar. They're making this too routine. And I think that's very dangerous.
A U.S. trade deal with China has been agreed to in principle. The handshake deal still needs to be approved by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
The Senate has approved President Trump's nomination pick to lead the Food and Drug Administration. The legislative body voted 72-18 to approve Stephen Hahn, a cancer doctor from Texas, as the next FDA commissioner. This comes as the Trump administration works to find a solution to tackling the vaping epidemic sweeping across the country. The FDA has faced continuous pressure from public health groups to ban e-cigarettes. First-time unemployment claims have jumped. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department's weekly report indicates around 252,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. Now, that's an increase of 49,000 from the previous week's unrevised level of 203,000. And the latest is the highest level for initial claims since the end of September in 2017. The biggest jumps in claims were in Ohio, Iowa, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate is backing a resolution to recognize the Armenian genocide. The measure passed without objection. Now, Turkey has lobbied Washington for years to not declare that its actions a century ago constituted a genocide. The Department of Justice is accusing 10 former NFL players of submitting false claims for medical equipment, including some for treating horses and pregnant women. U.S. Assistant Attorney General Brian Bensowski listed some of the equipment they filed claims on.
Things like hyperbaric oxygen chambers, ultrasound machines used by doctors' offices to conduct women's health exams, and even electromagnetic therapy devices designed for use on horses.
The Eastern District of Kentucky is claiming the players filed the claim seeking reimbursement on $3.9 million worth of medical equipment that they actually never bought. U.S. Attorney Rob Duncan says former players put the health care for current NFL players at risk.
The fraud schemes, as alleged in the indictments, could have had wider implications for the plan, including the loss of the plan's tax-exempt status and implications for other former players who are beneficiaries of the plan, including depletion of plan assets.
And finally, Week 15 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Baltimore Ravens hosting the New York Giants. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.